This is the book about the death of my father and what myself and my two brothers, Robin and Ralph, did afterwards, living in our father's house. It's a book about death and grief and loss, and it's filled with longing and yearning. But it's also very important to realize that it's a book that's shot through with a kind of sense of recklessness and rebellion. It's as if we're young men, we're in our 20s, and we're saying, no, we're not going to allow our lives to be derailed by what's happened. No, we're not going to be upset by all this. So there were nights when we kind of exploded almost as a group. And this extract is one of those examples. A friend of ours called Toby has just driven down from London to visit us. And he arrives saying that he is looking for some action. So this is kind of sex, drugs and rock and roll in Eastbourne. We have drinks in Bilbo Baggins and more drinks in Diplocks on Terminus Road. And then, when all the pubs have closed, we climb a narrow flight of stairs to Ziggy's. We sit at a see-through table shaped like a surfboard. The DJ puts on Billy Joel's Uptown Girl, a song I've always hated. The dance floor is packed, but lifeless. I feel a kind of rage or turmoil gathering inside me. I down two vodkas, light a cigarette. Toby's chatting up a blonde. Words glisten on the front of her pink T-shirt. Action, I mutter to myself. The watery drinks, the dreary dancing. Now they're playing a flock of seagulls. Christ. The surfboard bristles with bottles and ashtrays. A glass glows in the ultraviolet. It looks so white and two-dimensional that it could have been drawn with a piece of chalk. All right, that's it. I've had enough. Leaning forwards, I reach out and sweep the whole lot onto the floor. There's a huge crash, and then a splintering, and a girl at the bar bends double, as if someone just punched her in the stomach. Another girl has brought her hands up to her cheeks. No music suddenly, just a silence that's choppy, swirly, a bit like being under the sea. Near the shore, though, waves tumbling over my head. I always wanted to do that, I say, but not to anyone in particular. Two bouncers seize me, one white, one black. You're very symmetrical, I say. Hands gripping me under the arms, they haul me through the club, then down the stairs. There are three of us. It's a tight squeeze. Not easy, is it, I say, throwing someone out. I'm chatty now. My mood's improved no end. They fling me across the pavement, then stand over me, brawny forearms dangling. I feel like I'm in a western. They should have six guns and star-shaped metal badges that say sheriff. I glance at the road behind me. Where's the tumbleweed? Don't ever, the white one says. Don't fucking ever come back here again, all right? Robin appears in the doorway, face tinted blue by the neon above the entrance. Don't worry, he won't, he says, because this place stinks of shit. The black bouncer swings round, levelling a stubby finger. And you, don't you never come back neither. I lie back in the gutter, laughter bubbling inside me. Oh no, banned from Ziggy's. The night seemed to stagger. It's made of big, dark blocks that don't quite fit together. Robin helps me to my feet. You see it sometimes, don't you, I say, in films, but you can't imagine doing it. It was loud. People screamed. Was it? I rub my elbow. It felt good, really good. Robin looks off up the street towards the seafront and then looks back at me. I'm usually the one who does things like that. I know. Makes a change, doesn't it? Toby crosses the pavement. You could have said something, you know, like, I'm tired, or can we go now? Shut up, Toby, Robin says. On the way home, Robin and I sit in the back of Toby's car. I lean my head against the headrest. Each passing street lamp makes a photocopy of my face. I watch as Robin reaches into the gap between the side of Toby's head and the half-open window and lets the slipstream snatch his cigarette. You were like a brother back there, I tell him. That's what brothers do. I am your brother. I smile. This is probably the first time Robin's ever taken care of me. In the past, it was always the other way round. He even said it to me once. You had to be our mother, didn't you, after she died? For years, I've found responsibility exhausting. The very word exhausts me. But now, suddenly, I feel younger than Robin, and light, infinitely light. So much so that I nearly float out of the window and off into the gaudy, lurching fairground of the night.